You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with a major update. Shares of Vodafone Idea surged over 10% on Friday to hit intraday high of ₹15.70 on NSE, following a notable upgrade by brokerage firm UBS, elevating the telecom service provider's rating from neutral to buy, the first such recommendation in almost a year. UBS projects Vodafone Idea's shares to reach ₹18 within the next 12 months, suggesting a potential upside of nearly 30% from Thursday's closing levels. Additionally, in the event of governmental relief on pending dues, UBS envisions a substantial 70% to 80% upside potential for the stock. The brokerage notes that the market is factoring in a tariff hike of 15% to 20% over the next 12 to 24 months, post the closure of Vodafone Idea FPO. Moving on, organized gold jewelry retailers are expected to clock revenue growth of 17 to 19% on year in fiscal 2025, driven by higher realizations stemming from elevated gold prices, while volume will remain steady, stated a report by CRISIL Ratings. In order to combat the moderation in demand amid rising gold prices, the report added, retailers are likely to step up marketing and promotional campaigns this fiscal. Hence, operating profitability may marginally moderate 20 to 40 basis points on year to 7.7 to 7.9%. Further, working capital requirements may rise too, resulting from increased inventory due to the substantial rise in gold prices and new store additions. That said, per CRISIL, credit profiles should remain stable. In other news, salaried individuals receiving a house rent allowance as part of their salary can claim HRA exemption if they pay rent for their accommodation. The exemption lowers the taxable salary, either wholly or partially. But one question that usually arises is how one should claim full HRA exemption. Are both rent receipts and a rent agreement required as proof to make the claim? The HRA amount is shown in the salary slip of an employee and also the tax projection statement given by the employer at the start of the financial year. As it is part of the salary, the HRA amount deduction features in Part B of Form 16 provided by the employer. Meanwhile, Office Space Solutions wants to raise ₹598.93 crore from investors via a combination of fresh issues as well as an offer for sale. The company opened its IPO for subscription on May 22nd and will close on May 27th. It set the price band between ₹363 to ₹383 per equity share. The allotment is expected to be finalized on May 28th, while the listing is tentatively scheduled on May 30th. The company's shares were attracting a premium of over 27% in the grey market. It is an unofficial place where stocks of companies exchange hands illegally ahead of listing. The grey market is tracked by investors to keep a check on IPOs. Up next, Fortis Healthcare recorded a profit of ₹203.14 crore during the fourth quarter of FY24, up 46.9% in comparison to ₹138.30 crore during the corresponding quarter of previous financial year. It posted revenue from operations at ₹1,785.88 crore, up 8.7% on year, as against ₹1,642.70 crore during the same period last year. While the company reported total income during the quarter at ₹1,795.68 crore, total expenses incurred during the quarter in review stood at ₹1,531.76 crore. The company board also recommended a final dividend of ₹1 per equity share, 10% of the face value of ₹10 each for the financial year 2023-24, subject to approval of the members of the company. Moving ahead, Interglobe Aviation's share price surged almost 3% in the early trading sessions on Friday, as the company reported more than double the net profit, reaching ₹1,895 crore in the Q4 results year-on-year. The shares soared as much as 2.83%, reaching an intraday high of ₹4,529 per share on the NSE. India's leading airline IndiGo, parented by Interglobe Aviation, reported 106% year-on-year growth in its consolidated net profit, reaching ₹1,895 crore for the fourth quarter, compared to ₹919 crore in the same quarter last year. Revenue from operations increased 26% year-on-year to ₹17,825 crore in the reporting quarter. EBITDA for the reporting quarter rose 49% year-on-year to ₹4,412 crore. Lastly, let's take a look at how the stocks performed today. The benchmark equity indices ended Friday's trading session in the negative territory. The NSE Nifty 50 dropped just 10.53 points or 0.05% to settle at 22,957.10, while the BSE Sensex ends marginally lower by 7.65 points or 0.01% to 75,410.39. The broader indices ended in mixed territory, with gain led by large-cap and mid-cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index ended higher by 203.05 points or 0.42% to settle at 48,971.65. Media and financial services stocks outperformed among other sectoral indices, while realty and FMCG stocks shed. HDFC Bank, L&T, Bharti Airtel, BPCL and Axis Bank were among the top gainers on the Nifty, while losers were Adani Ports, Tata Consumers, Tech Mahindra, Titan and M&M. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express to stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.